Hey, this is Tony Danza. I'm hanging with Myers and Wes here on The Beast.
Well, along with Wes Clements, Chris Myers, we'll get to your calls. I know people have been waiting to want to comment on this. Everything from the Rams to the Clippers to the Chargers to the NFL. Richard Roth, who is a sports attorney, legal analyst, thought it'd be a good time to have him on to help us kind of, there's a lot of speculation, but sort through the items that we know. So, Richard, thanks for being with us. Wes Clements, Chris Myers, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Chris. How are you?
Good. On short notice, we don't know a lot of facts, but we do know that there's a broken hand and that Blake Griffin is out for at least a 4 to 6 week period. How do things tend to work in, and I don't know if they're different with a professional sports team, but in any business, when there's some in-house, and this is supposedly a co-worker, if we can word it that way, when there's kind of violence within a company with a co-worker?
It's like anything else. He can be arrested. He punched his, literally punched a trainer, a team equipment staff member, so he could clearly be arrested. It is an assault. It is battery. And he could very well face time, but usually these types of things are tried, especially when you're dealing with such claim of notoriety, you try to sort of sweep it under the rug. It was done in a restaurant while they were on a road trip in Toronto this week. And, they're going to try their best not to have him press charges and to get him some kind of recompense, if you will, some kind of money to this staffer and sort of just not have to deal with it anymore.
Does it matter that it happened in Canada?
It does because it's technically a different country. But my guess is that the team and Blake, will agree and will cooperate with the authorities. The last thing he wants to do is make this bigger than it is. Was it a stupid thing to do? Absolutely. Can he be arrested? Absolutely. So in light of those facts, and not only that, but the team's going to suffer without him, they're gonna try to cooperate and make it as easy as possible for any Toronto authorities that want to do whatever they want to do. But it is technically a different country, so they could very well, he could very well face a bail, charges, arrest, and he's not going to jail, but he certainly can get a slap on the wrist and some kind of a fine.
Well, Richard, do they have a responsibility, speaking of Canadian authorities, if they know that a effective assault happened in their land, do they have a responsibility to follow through with it?
They do. But remember, part of it is whether or not the victim, and this guy Testy, whether he actually wants to press charges. So if the victim doesn't want to go forward, then they won't. But if he does, my guess is he won't, because he's literally, like you said, a co-employee, then the authorities won't go forward. But certainly we're going to see how this plays out. The one big punishment he has is a broken hand. So that's right. A good punishment for an NBA player.
Well, Richard, how many, in your best judgment, attorneys have been involved in since this has gone down? Speaking of Testy and speaking of Blake Griffin and speaking of the Clippers,
It happens all the time. I don't know if you remember years ago, Latrell Sprewell from the...
He choked PJ Carlissimo.
Like a wooden stick, like a 2x4.
Right.
So it happens all the time. It happens in the NBA. It happens in the NFL. And what they try to do is the league will look into it. I mean, it not only happens with co-employees, but it happened with Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. Happened with Rice from the Baltimore, who punched his wife. So the league will look into it. The league will probably discipline. The league does not like this kind of conduct because it really is a bad mark on the league. And they wanna, and no one knows better than Roger Goodell how much it can make you look bad. So the league may, whether or not the Toronto authorities press charges, continue with the criminal investigation, the league itself will also step in and say, listen, we're not allowing this. You're out for X time, and you're being fined X dollars.
With Wes Clements, Chris Myers, sports attorney Richard Roth with us. It is Matthias Testy, the Clippers equipment manager, who is the person who is also not only a coworker. And, Richard, tell me if this makes a difference. If someone is considered a friend or close friend, how does that change things if there are no charges from the law enforcement and the team says, okay, you guys will sort something out? Does that still complicate things?
Well, it actually helps things because My guess is that no matter how mad he was, and for whatever reason he decided to do what he did, Blake has to feel like a fool. He's a fool into the team. He's a fool probably to his family now, and he's a fool to the public. So my guess is he took Testy aside and, apologized, wants to make him whole as best he can. And this is just a really negative reflection on him, on the team, on the NBA. So not only that, but his coaches are going to take him aside and say, listen, you better make this right, because if you don't, we will. And so he has all kinds of potential punishment, the team, the league, and the authorities.
All right. Speaking of Testy, since you mentioned his name, I mean, obviously, equipment managers don't make a ton of money. In this scenario, is this kind of like a no-brainer? That if Testy said, you know what, I'm tired of this, I'm going to get what's due to me, this would be a laydown from the Clippers standpoint, wouldn't it?
I think so. Yeah. This is not you know, sometimes you get into altercations and it's who started it, and I just retaliated. This is not two NBA players who are fighting. This is a trainer, and it's actually been reported all over the news who it is. So yeah, this is pretty much a laydown. They got to work this thing out,
right?
Because the league's reaction is what's going to be very interesting, because they generally don't get involved with locker room skirmishes, but this is not a locker room skirmish. This is in a restaurant, and if the team doesn't take care of it and it doesn't sort of just wash away, then my guess is the league will.
Yeah, and yeah, your point, in the past, we had Bill Romanowski who was involved, Steve Smith with the Panthers. Those incidents where they hit somebody or even broke a jaw, that was at practice, you know, in the context of work, even though this isn't in that sense. The precedent has been set by the NBA with Matt Barnes. Hey, your behavior is something we can suspend you for. I guess my question before we let you go from a legal standpoint is, if there is some kind of settlement, right, paid to the staffer, yeah, the team's probably going to maybe send him off in a different direction. How does a confidentiality clause work so that we may never know what really happened?
Well, it works. What happens is it's in the best interest of the team, the trainer, the player, and the league for not to have anyone know. So what's going to happen is presumably they will agree to an undisclosed amount, and on the condition that the dollar amount that's paid or anything that's assessed against Griffin will not be disclosed. So it will be a confidentiality agreement. And we won't know, but my guess is this is going to be news. So long as the authorities don't press charges, this is going to be news that's going to come and go.
Yeah, and I think
you know, he's the guy. He makes a load of money. He's going to make sure that his trainer, who he probably feels terrible that he punched, is taken care of. With confidentiality.
Isn't it a mistake, Richard, that the team is waiting and to make some official statement? I mean, you can't rush to judgment, but if this happened Sunday night and they're back in Los Angeles, the more time that goes by, the more people are digging and uncovering and tweeting, and there are rumors, and I think it's unhealthy for all involved.
Yes and no. I mean, you've seen situations where a team or a league has jumped too quickly. So I think what they're doing right now is they're sitting in a conference room and saying, what the heck do we do? And they do. It has been a while. It has been a couple days, but they also don't want to misstep. So they're better off being quiet and coming out in unison with a statement, maybe a statement by him, maybe a statement by the trainer, maybe a statement by the team, and getting it behind them than they are just doing it, if you will, willy-nilly. So it does, this time period definitely raise a lot of questions and makes people dig deeper. But hopefully, if they have their, you know, they walk out of the conference room with their eyes dotted and their T's crossed, they can get rid of this thing in one full swoop.
And we were just told not, this came out of Toronto, the Toronto Police Department will not to be investigated, Blake Griffin. Does that change things?
Well, isn't that interesting? It does, because the trainer probably said, listen, I can't, you know, this is a scar on all of us. Even though he's a victim, it makes him and the team look bad. So, yeah, this is going to be something that's going to be settled behind closed doors. And Griffin is going to, once his hand is recovered, he's going to write a big check.
All right, yeah, right, or with his other hand. All right, thank you, Richard Roth.
With his other hand.
good stuff. We appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, sports attorney Richard Roth, some interesting stuff there. Wow, let's take some calls on this. Nick in Pasadena is wanting to comment on the Clippers in general, and we will get to all your calls at 855-962-3278. Rick Berry in about 20 minutes. Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, thanks for waiting.
Well, I just want to give the perspective of a guy who first started going to Laker games in 72 and grew up in Los Angeles and saw the Clippers in San Diego and saw the Clippers come up to L.A. And there's something that Laker fans all say, which is, even if you never met the guy, the guy you're talking to, you just say the Clippers are the Clippers. They're still the Clippers. And it's like it's been years and years and decades of just buffoonery and bad luck, you know, from Danny Manning's knee to Bill Walton's feet to
Benjamin.
The Donald Sterling, the owner, this new owner who just seems to be a total jackass. I mean, it's just a joke. They not only need to be rebranded, it's way more than being rebranded. It's the only thing I can compare it to is like Germany after World War II, okay? The Clippers need a wholesale change of culture. They need to move out of L.A. They need to change their name. They need to change their colors. And, you know, they just need to start anew because it's a joke. I mean, what happened with this guy in his hand is a joke. Their season so far has been a joke.
I wouldn't say it's a joke, and I would call Steve Ballmer, I wouldn't call him names. The guy spent a lot of money and has put a lot, he shows a lot of enthusiasm and effort with this franchise to do the things you need to do. And changing uniforms, changing cities. No, you brought Doc Rivers in. You were in a position the last year to make a move to get to a conference final. And just because this incident happened, and yes, this may be a joke how this turns out. This is a bad mark on the franchise and Blake Griffin. But let's not brand the whole franchise. And don't always compare just because they're in Los Angeles.
This is one guy.
Don't compare the Lakers to the Clippers all the time. You just it's not, you know, these are two different franchises. And yes, they aren't in that category. I mean, but you're making them sound like, you know, they're a mess. And this is, yeah, this situation is a mess. But once they sort it out, to me, they can redefine the Clipper direction with how they handle this situation.
This is just one guy, Chris. Chris Paul didn't hit anybody. DeAndre Jordan didn't hit anybody. Blake Griffin did this.
And Blake Griffin has been, you know, look, he's been he's an outstanding player. There's a reason he's on commercials. He's likable beyond the Clipper market. He's got all kinds of skill, marketability. This could change all that, certainly. But up until this point, you're making it sound like we knew all along that this guy was going to do this, and that's very unfair. Let's go to Ron in Los Angeles with Chris and Wes. Appreciate the call. Hey, Ron.
Hey, what's up? I'm a Cooper fan, but I'm also fair-minded. People just way overreacting. You got heated. I know it was idiotic, especially since he broke his hand. He's going to miss up 4 weeks now, but let's just not overreact. I don't see anything coming. Maybe a small fine, and we just saw an incident there with Coach and Derek Fisher and Matt Barnes. If he does get suspended, it'll probably be 1 to 2 games in my perspective, seeing what the guidelines are for suspension for players. So I'm not going to overreact. He was dumb on Blake Brent. Probably maybe some alcohol or something along that was probably involved. And you guys are the guy, I know the guy, the trainer, Mateus. So everything will smooth over and they'll make everything right. Let's just, everybody just calm down. It's a one-off incident, and these Laker fans trying to call in and compare them and rip into the organization. Come on. You guys are the Clippers of old right now, okay? You're an embarrassment of what you put on the court. So just everybody, let's just calm down, be fair-minded about this. It's a stupid incident. Blake will learn from this, and he's a seasoned, intelligent guy. I've met him more than plenty of times. He'll learn from this, and he'll move on, and he'll learn not to do this again. Everything will be fine. All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I tell you, Ron, thanks for listening. You're a loyal listener, but I disagree 100%. This is not something you sweep under the rug, Chris, in my opinion.
Don't brand the Clipper organization.
No. Okay. What I'm saying is the Clipper organization did not hit somebody in the face. Blake Griffin hit somebody in the face that was a part of the Clippers family. Blake Griffin did this. Nobody else did it. So it's not the Clippers organization. It's Blake Griffin we're dealing with.
And right now, the Clippers in that 4-seed spot, and if we figure a month, maybe a month and a half, whatever it is, you have Memphis, which is 2 games back, and Dallas and Houston, both 3 games back. Again, the Clippers, they've won 11 of 14 without Blake Griffin. We know they're a better team with him, but if they were holding on till his return, which they thought would be this week. Now, the broken hand, and the more developing story, the latest, the Toronto Police Department not investigating Blake Griffin for any criminal charges. We'll get back to your phone calls at 855-962-3278. Also in 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes, we will have Rick Barry, former Golden State Warrior, the Hall of Famer. We'll continue in a moment.